We couldn't monitor the power, so it could pay both.
We were saying about the Medinos of Kufir Breshe Divin, which we seem to think now is Austria.
So Rabbi Nezal says the reason why they tell over so many miracles of tzaddikim there, Umachmas she'anasheim him anoshim ksherim u'ma'aminim ba tzaddikim. The reason why we hear of so many miracles from tzaddikim specifically in those countries is because the people over there in general are anoshim ksherim and they have emunas tzaddikim, they have faith in tzaddikim. Ki al yidei emuna she'im aminim b'divrei tzaddik. It's through the emuna that people trust in the words of the tzaddik, al yidei zeh nizgalim moitzim. That's how miracles are revealed. Ki be'emes hatzadik bevadai moli moitzim. Because certainly the fact is that every single tzaddik is full of miracles. U'kishu ma'amin b'hatzadik, and when a person believes in the tzaddik, v'noisein einov v'liboy al divrei hatzadik, and he concentrates, he applies his brain, his chachma and his bina. Einov, einayin is vatipokachna neishneim chachma, v'liboy bina. He concentrates his whole brain on the tzaddik, on the words of the tzaddik, al kol dibur v'dibur, every single word that he hears from the tzaddik, ki ma'amin shekol dvorav emes v'tzedek, because he believes completely that every single word that the tzaddik tells him is fact, is truth, u'bekavona mechuvenes, and that every single word that the tzaddik tells him, whether it's a joke, whether it's a comment, whether it's sichas chulin, any single thing that he hears, he believes there's a reason why he's being told that. Azai, achar kach kishebol abeisoi, then this person, afterwards, when he comes back to his house, he spends time by the tzaddik, then he comes back home, kol ma shi'era oisoi, hu mistakel heitev al kol dava vadava shi'era loi.
Every single thing that occurs to him, he studies very, very carefully every single item that happens to him. Umevin lemafreya bedivrei hatzadik shediberi moi biyosei etzloi. And he understands back to when he heard, when he was talking to the tzaddik. He remembers back what the tzaddik spoke to him at that time when he was by the tzaddik. Sheze hoiso kavonas hatzadik, that this is what the tzaddik was referring to. Sherimez loi beseich dvorem shediberi moi. That the tzaddik had hinted to him in the words that he spoke to him exactly what was going to take place at a later time. As we find, if you recall, in some of the examples we gave already when we were discussing these stories of Rav Nosson Zal, how he mentioned certain circumstances, things that happened where he understood that what Rabbeinu Zal had said to him was everything was carefully thought out. For example, when it came to going on a business trip, he spent time by Rabbeinu Zal, then he was supposed to go on a business trip, and he was afraid, how is he going to come back to the house? Rabbeinu Zal told him to wait to come back to the city of Breslov, Bedavke, after Mincha, around Mincha time, when it's darkish outside, people wouldn't see that he's still wearing his Yontif clothing from Sukkos. Then he said, but he was supposed to go Chalamayit on the trip. Rabbeinu Zal said, you never know what could happen. Who knows, they could have had to postpone the trip, you know, meet Sidom, and could be that's how you'll get saved. And sure enough, he saw that that was exactly what happened. Why? Because his emunah in Rabbeinu Zal was betachlis hashleimus. Number one, he studied every single word that Rabbeinu Zal told him. He took it so seriously and he analyzed it, and when he got back home he made sure he didn't forget a single thing that had happened because he took it so seriously. So it stayed in his head. So when he got back home, all of this stuff was in his head. Now when he saw things begin to happen, every single thing he saw happening, he read into it exactly what Rabbeinu Zal had said. He was able to interpret Rabbeinu Zal's words to him at the time. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'chein kol dover v'dover shiz damen loy, and each and every single item that happens to the person who might say hakol bedivrei hatzadik lemafreya, he finds everything within the words of the tzaddik that the tzaddik had spoken to him previously. He finds all of these things that are happening to him now, he finds how it was merumos in the words of the tzaddik that spoke to him before. Sherimez loy sheyihye kein, that the tzaddik was hinting to him that such and such would happen. Nimtza, so what comes out of this? Shenase v'nizgale hamoifsim al yedei zeh, that the miracles happen and become revealed via this emunah. In other words, if the emunah is b'shleimus, number one, it helps the miracles happen more easily and be observed, be noticed. Who knows how many miracles go by because people are stupid. They don't take the words of the tzaddik as significant, and things happen afterwards which match up exactly to what they were told, and they don't realize, they didn't think seriously enough at the time, so they don't put two and two together. Rabbi Nezal says, V'chein motzinu eitzel. Now you would figure that this is just talking about in Rabbi Nezal's times, or in our times now, that by tzaddikim, this is the type of procedure that's followed. Rabbi Nezal says, not true. V'chein motzinu eitzel hanavim. We find that the same thing was the case by the Nevi'im, by the prophets. Sheba'es shomar hanavim hanavuah. That when a Novi spoke a prophecy, and he told what was going to happen in the future, hoysa beremez, it was in the form of a hint. It wasn't that he got up and said, listen to me, if you're going to wait a week, you're going to see that this... He didn't say it that way. He spoke, he gave a shiur or whatever, he spoke divrei Torah, and in his words was merumas what was going to take place later on. And the Yidden at that time, while he was speaking, did not understand the prophecy to know exactly what he was hinting to. And afterwards, when the words of the prophet came true, hoyu yoidin lemafreya sheniskayim divrei hanovi shehisnabe v'rimez alza mikoidem. That's when they understood that the words that the Novi spoke previously, the nevuah that he spoke and he hinted to them before, v'heivinu divrei hanovi lamafreya, they understood the words of the Novi that he had said to them previously, shehiskaven alze, that this is what he was referring to. He was referring to what they just saw take place. Rabbi Nezal now gives a second example. That's an example, one example. A second example is we find by the Novi Doniel Shemarames al Seif Keitz HaGa'ula, that at the end of the Novi Doniel, he speaks about the coming of Moshiach, the end, the final redemption for Bnei Israel, and the words over there, and the Pasuk says, Rabbi Nezal says, V'ato Hadvorim Stumim, and right now, the words of Doniel are locked. We have we don't understand the interpretation to those words. As the Pasuk itself says over there in Doniel, Hashem said to Doniel, Stoim hadvorim vachasoim, close up the words and seal them, so that people should not understand the meaning behind them. Because people nowadays do not know how in Doniel's words is hinted the whole side of when Moshiach is going to come. But in the future, when those words are going to come true, and the real end will arrive, V'yovoi Meshichenu, and our Moshiach will come, Azai Yedu Lemafreya Eich Shemarumos Bidvorov Zman Haketz. Then people will know how originally when Daniel had said these words, in these words were hinted the time of the Ketz. V'chein motzinu b'kamo Nevi'im, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says we find that this is the case by many, many Nevi'im. That when they spoke, the Talmidim, those who didn't have brains, they didn't catch that this was a Novi. They didn't realize that this person, besides being a Chacham, the Gemara says, Chacham Odif Minovi. The Zohar HaKadosh explains, why is Chacham Odif Minovi? Where does Nevuah come from? Which Sfirois? Netzach and Hoid. Chacham is Tiferes. Chacham is Tiferes. Talmud Torah. Shem Mo. Chachmo. Koyach Mo. Chachma is koyach mo, the koyach of shemo, which is tiferes. That's why a chacham is better than a navi, which means whatever the navi has, he certainly has. He has more than that. So if that's it's understood that it's guaranteed that there's going to be nevuah there. If he listens carefully and if he has the proper emunah, he'll be able to see later on, and he watches, he studies. Let's say a shiur is given, let's say Rabbi Zal gave a shiur on Shabbos once a week, was a main shiur, or even Monday night, Wednesday night. If he would study afterwards things that took place totally in the emunah, Rabbi Nezal says, why is it that they tell over so many miracles from that location? Because over there the emunah was more b'shleimus. People had super emunah tzaddikim. The emunah is what brings out the nisim. A miracle is the bechina, is totally an emunah. It's lamalam and ateva. Those two go together.
Is it that the people have more emunah? Is it that it causes more nisim?
I said. Did you hear what I said before?
That they know.
What are the words that I used? No. I said two words. It causes and reveals.
Oh, both.
Yeah. And I quoted the word shenimtza shenase v'nizgale hamoifsim al yedeizeh. In other words, if he would have meant what you're saying, he would have said nimtza shenizgale hamoifsim al yedeizeh. Not true. The emuna makes the miracle. The more emuna a Talmud has in the Rebbe, the more the Rebbe has the power to make miracles happen for him. Literally, you have the case of Rav Nosson Zal. Somebody came to him for children, and he said, "Hasacha salikimoni, am I Hashem?" And he said, "You better believe it." If he would have said no, or maybe, or if, or how, zero. He said, "What's the shaila?" Of course, the miracle was locked in. It had to happen.
I don't know, it's like, maybe like by Sfarim, they always have these, tremendous amuna, and they always have like this tremendous...
Most definitely. That this today, in our generation, applies mostly to them.
Stories.
They have emuna pshuta in Hashem, in Tzadikim, and that's why you hear many stories of miracles by them, because the emuna is more bishlein. What's emuna? Emuna means to be able to see. That was emuna is ulim to shapir to the less lining. That's the highest vision possible. Rabbi Nizal says when a person wants to see in a distance, what do? You squint. You close your eyes. They're the ones who have this emuna pshuta, this closed eyes. When we say shema, what do? We close our eyes. That's the time when you see the most, right? Niftachu hashemayim ve'ramar salikim is through emuna, through closing your eyes. That's how you get to see the most. By them, they close their eyes the most. They're the least chachamim. That's why they get to see the miracles. And we can certainly learn from that. We can certainly mimic this. It's not that a person says this is so hard. If a person's an idiot, a balgaiva, this thing comes hard. If a person has any brains and he's zeicha to find a Rebbe Emes, like we were zeicha to find, any person who had brains, who took the right attitude, that this is Moshe Rabbeinu to me. If I were living in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, he would have been my Rebbe. I'm living now, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu split the Red Sea, I believe that Emunah Shleimah, that my Rebbe can do it. All of these things, a person who has that kind of Emunah gets to see physical miracles, no question at all. Okay. Now, for this, I want to mention something. There's a place in Likutei Halachos where it discusses this Torah, and when I learned it the first time, obviously I thought enough of it that I underlined a whole piece. Because again, the exact wording that he uses, nobody could phrase it any better. Just to listen to the words that he says on this topic. He's talking here about the mitzvah of Lulav and Esreg, the Dalad Minim on Sukkos. And we know, we mentioned many, many times, that the tzaddik is called the palm tree. Tzaddik is called Tzaddik Katom or Yifrach. But note, we don't use the palm tree on Sukkos, we use the Lulav, we use the branches. And he explains that that's because the tzaddik himself, we have no hasoga in the tzaddik himself. The only thing we have hasoga in is the produce of the tzaddik, like his words, his sichas chulin, those kind of items. That's the only thing we can latch on to. We can't even dream of latching on to the tzaddik himself. He's so far above us. His own hasogas are so far above us. We can only latch on to his words, his teachings, that kind of item, which is the concept of the lulav. The lulav is a branch of the tamar, not the actual trunk of the tree. Otherwise, that's the significance in the fact that we don't use the trunk of the tree. The lulav refers to the diburim of the tzaddik or the talmidim of the tzaddik, he mentions here in a word. And the lulav shines into the esrog. The esrog is the malchus, which is the nukva, the nekeva, which is also the talmidim of the tzaddik. They're the ones who receive the he'orah of the tzaddik. Note what he says here. This is Rav Nosson Zal in Hilchas Chezkas Metaltalin, Halacha Hei, Ois Tesvov. Pre-Eitz Hodor. The Pasuk says that for an Esrog, you're supposed to use pre-Eitz Hodor. The Gemara Darshan is the word Hodor means Hador, that lives. The Gemara says that this is ze esrog hador beilonai mishana l'shana. Esrog is a tree, is a fruit that's unique in that it can stay on the tree from year to year without rotting. It doesn't spoil. If it's left there, it'll stay and it'll live on. Period. So the Gemara Darshan is that when the Torah doesn't say the word Esrei, the word Esrei isn't written in the Torah, it says Prietz Hador. The Gemara Darshan is, what is Prietz Hador? This is referring to that fruit, Hador Be'ilonoi Mishono Lashono, which is the Esrei. Rav Nosenthal says, Bechinas HaTalmidim HaKsherim. This refers to the kosher Talmidim of the Tzaddik, Shehein Bechinas Yehoshua, who are the Bechina of Yehoshua. Bechinas V'Yehoshua Binun Nar Lo Yomish Mitoicho Eihel. This refers to the quality of Yeshua, who was youthful, he was a kid. He never left the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we hear this, and it sounds cute, and you have people today who say, yeah, well, if I would have lived in the 1800s or in the time of the Tanoim, then it was feasible to have this kind of concept. You have a Rebbe, you live in his house and everything. That doesn't really apply today, because today our concept of a Rebbe is someone whom you see for 2 hours a week or 5 hours, whatever it is. You hear a Shia that time, and that's it. So the term Lo Yomish Mitoicho Eihel doesn't seem to apply today. Baloney. That's if you didn't learn this sefer. Rav Nosenthal says, V'lechayra, it seems, V'lechayra, ain't I move on. L'chayra, it's hard to understand this. Why? Ki haloi hoya tzorech le'echol v'lishtois v'lasei tzorechei haguf, bevadai. Yehoshua certainly had to eat and drink and to do all bodily functions. Mikolshkein, bedoyrois elu, certainly in our generations, Eich efsher l'kayim zois. How is it possible for a person to be mekayim these words, lo yomish mitoicho eihel, v'haloi ha-toiro hi b'chol odom u'b'chol zman? And yet, we know that the Torah was written for every single person in every single generation. So you can't tell me that that was just written for that period of time. Baloney. That must apply to each. Then note again. So you're going to have idiots and say, okay, so you're right. I'm not the Yehoshua. In other words, they're so humble, anovim. He's the Yehoshua. What can I do? This Rebbe has one Talmud. He's the Yehoshua. He's the good one. I'm not the Yehoshua. Not everybody can be a Yehoshua. I've heard that lunacy already also. Okay, so that lunacy is addressed right here. That he says that Bavadai, the Torah applies to every single person in every single generation. So the question is, how do we work this out? How do we work out this concept of the Yeshua ben Nun, Nar, Lo Yomish Mitechoyel, in this generation, for every person? Ach, Rav Nosenthal says, however, Al Yedei Emunas Chachomim Bebechinas Hanal, through the type of Emunas Chachomim that we discussed before, Shema Amen Shekol Divrei Raboi Umasov Heim Maleim Rozim, that the person believes that every single word of his Rebbe and all of his Rebbe's actions are filled with secrets. Al Yedei Zeh, when a person develops that kind of attitude, that kind of relationship with a Rebbe, Al Yedei Zeh, Afilu Be'ez She'enoy Eitzel Raboi, a person like that, even when he's not by the Rebbe, Einoy Mosh Mitoich Oholoi, he's not considered having left the tent, Vehu Tomid Be'bechinas Layomish Mitoich Oyel. That person is in a 24-hour a day, 365-day a year state of Lo Yomish Mitoicho Eihel. V'ze b'chinas Esroig Hador B'ilonim Mishono L'shono. That's the concept of the Esroig that lives on the tree from year to year. Shedor B'ilonoi, it lives on the tree. Shehu b'chinas Raboi, the Rebbe is compared to a tree. B'chinas Ilono Rabo V'akira, the Zohar Kodesh in many places refers to the Tzaddik as a very great tree, a very great precious tree. Shemishom Kol Giduloi Utzmichosoi, that's where the Talmud draws all of his nourishment and his whole power to grow, to advance. Hudorboi Tomid Mishona Lashona, and he lives there constantly from year to year. Bechinas Lo Yomosh Mitoi Chayel Kanal, this concept of never leaving the tent. V'chol ze ayde emunas chachomim, and all of this is through emunas chachomim. Sheyodea u'ma'amin shekol dvorov u'tenuoysov heimaleim rozen, that the Talmud understands. Note! Every word here, this isn't a person who threw around words. Sheyoidea, not just Shemamin, Sheyoidea Umamin Shekol Dvorov Utnoisov Heimaleim Rosim. We're not talking about just simple faith. You have to know the Rebbe well enough where it's not just I believe, that I know that every single word he says, there's importance to it, there's Seidos in it. shayde ze b'chol ma shemisnahi gimoi moitzi boi divrei raboi uramozov. Through that type of attitude, now anything that happens to him, anything that goes on with him at home, at work, wherever it is, he finds the words of his Rebbe. K'moy shekosuv b'simen kuf peivav likutim aran chelek aleph. As Rabbein Ezra brings in this term, likutim aran, alinyan hachasidim haksherim sheb... Note, hachasidim haksherim shebemedinois kuf yud reishay, hayin shum. U'k'moy shekosuv mizeh b'sefer chayim aran, as I wrote in the Sefer Chayim Aran, b'hamayse shel atzadik Reb Mordechai, zechet tzadik levrocha. The story that Rabbein Ezra told Rav Nosson Zal in his initial Hiskarvis, about a Rebbe who told his Talmud something. He hinted to the Talmud, in other words, the Talmud was waiting for the Rebbe to release him, to let him go home. You know, he was asking Rishus to go back home. And the Rebbe was merame, sort of, that he wasn't saying, okay, I'll see you. And the Talmud stayed there for 13 years, till the Rebbe passed away. Then afterwards, he went back home, and as soon as he got home, he died, shortly afterwards. And Rabbein Ezal warned them, he told them this story at the time, Rav Nosson Zal, and those who were in the scarab at the time, you should know to take every single word and every single remez seriously. Watch every single thing. Don't think anything's a joke. Don't think anything is an accident. If it looks like this, study every single thing carefully. And through this type of attitude, a person is always mekusha to his Rebbe. We talk about priates hador. This is the beauty of a Talmud. Bechinas priates hador. The hidur is hador, that he lives by the Rebbe constantly. Shehu bechinas kevoid hadar malchusoi. This term hador that's applied to Malchus. Malchus is the recipient, the Lesla Migar Maklum. Malchus is the Esroi. Kevoid Hadar Malchusai refers to the Esroi. Kial Yidei Talmidim Ksherim Ko'elu Nizgale Hadar Kvoid Malchusai Yisporach Lechol Boye Eilam. It's through kosher Talmidim like these that the beauty of Hashem's Malchus is revealed in the world. Now note again, this is the closest Talmud to Rabbein Ezra talking about. He's talking to each one of us. You should, in other words, if you're going to say that this applied in Rabbein Ezra's times, it doesn't apply now, that's baloney. Otherwise, he wouldn't have put it in here. This Sefer was written for posterity. This Sefer was written ad bias Moshiach and afterwards. If he wrote it in here, it means it applies to every single generation. If this attitude, this is called a kosher Talmud, and a person who's lacking in this is lacking in being kosher Talmud. And according to how well a person develops this, that's how well developed a kosher Talmud that person is. If anybody has any brains, you learn this sefer, you learn Likutei Moran, that's the way to learn it. When you see him talking about the word Talmud, your ears are supposed to perk up, you're supposed to know he's talking to you. This is, you're getting first-hand advice as to what, when, how. He just attacked a question. Let anybody else give an answer to this. Teach the words in the Layom HaShmitai Chayal. What does that mean? He went to the bathroom in his tent? What does it mean? What's the lesson? What's the significance? Now you have the clear significance. What's Taich being Mekayim? Narar Liyom HaShmitai Chayal. Halavai, we should be zeich to be true Talmidim to our Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. We have his Diburim with us. We have thousands of hours of what he told us. We should keep it very much alive. And when we listen to a shir, play it over in our minds. When we listen, at the time you listen to it, you have to listen to it with that kind of seriousness, that it's the words of a Chacham who is Odif Mi Navi. In other words, Navi is assumed. That's assumed, that's a side item, he's higher than a Navi, to take it with that kind of seriousness at the time, and that the words should be alive. A person shouldn't forget what he heard from his Rebbe for years to come and be able to apply it whenever he has to. Baruch Hashem.
Okay. This question over here, though, the topic of this Sotah is that why people, what triggers people often telling stories?
No, he was discussing the fact that we find Bechlau, that they tell over miracles more from there. I'm going to explain to you exactly why. I'm going to explain to you what prevents miracles from happening, what helps miracles happen, what helps it along in happening, and what helps it become revealed. It's totally in Emunah Tzadikim. That's the purpose of this story, pretty much.
And of course, to have a moment before you hear the stories, why should the person... I have the immunity before hearing any mics in the world from the outside.
Because Hashem says in the Torah, that one of the requirements of being a religious Jew is emunas chachamim loisosur mikolashi yagidu lecho yomin esmoil. The Gemara says that that means that if he says it's dark outside now, you're required to believe him. We're not talking about a chassidish sefer now, we're talking about chumash dvorim. In chumash dvorim it's written that if a chassidish rebbe comes over to you and he says it's dark outside and you look and you see it's light, you should know that it's dark. You know why? Because he said so.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Chumash teaches. That's the kind. In other words, so if a person wants to know, how do I get there? You know, in other words, how do you first present this? Like, this is such a difficult item to convince a person with. Mm-hmm. If a person's an idiot, or if a person doesn't believe in Chumash, then this becomes a big project. A person believes in Chumash and Gemara, there's nothing that the Chassidim were Machadesh. Everything that the Hasidim stress is in the Chumash, in the Gemara, nothing new. They didn't come up with added 614th mitzvahs, Chas v'Shalom. The only ones who could have come up with that possibly is the opposite of the Hasidim, Chas v'Shalom. Okay, next.
Well, what about the concept of actually being Mishal Mishal Levi?
Right.
Does this have to do with this Leyam
Mishal? 1,000,000,000%. In other words, Rav Nosnesal doesn't say, okay, so now he's giving a heter to come once and never come back again, baloney. It's understood that a person has to try to spend as much time as he possibly can being with the Rebbe, speaking to him, getting as much divrei Torah from him, and being mishamish and physically serving him, because that's a means of learning. That makes the kesher stronger and everything. But the question is, how do we address the fact that physical metzius is that there's no concept of having a relationship with a person where you can be with him more than 3-4 hours a day, or sometimes 3-4 hours a week. How do you deal with that? And it should coincide. In other words, I don't want to get cheated. In other words, I don't care if that's what you were supposed to do. In other words, if what you were supposed to do is be with a Rebbe 24 hours a day, then I don't care about eating or sleeping. I don't care about family, nothing. You park yourself at your Rebbe's door, and that's it. You break. And if the door's locked, you take the whole door off with him. And I'm staying here, you know why? Because the Torah says so, period. That's why what Moses explains, you should know that that's not what the Torah means. The Torah means that you have to try to do the most you can as far as being there and everything. But what about all those times when you're not there? Can you still be Mekayim this item? Most definitely. How? By having this kind of Emunah Sedekah. That the time that you're there, you take it so seriously that you carry it with you wherever you go. When you go home afterwards, you go to work, all that's going through your head is the words of Torah. That kind of thing. Baruch Hashem. Next, Torah Kuf Pei Zayin. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, we mentioned this in Shiram a few times, now we get to do it inside. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech says, U'lechol Hashem HaChesed, you Hashem are very kind, ki ato tishalim leish kemaseihu, in that you pay a person according to his deeds. It seems to be a contradiction. Kindness means better. This pay a person according to his deeds seems to be judgment, fairness. Chesed isn't fairness, chesed is kindness. Rabbein Zal explains, Hainu shehu chesed godol me'es Hashem yisborach. It's a tremendous act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Shehu meshalim lo'odom mido keneged mido. In that when Hashem punishes a person, he punishes him in a state of mido keneged mido, where the punishment fits the crime exactly. Why? What's the kindness in this? What's the purpose of punishment? If we understand the purpose of punishment, you understand what the chesed is. The purpose, when we take a kid, when a kid misbehaves in shul and he gets smacked, you're not smacking him for what he did. If you are, you're an idiot. You can't undo what he did. He made noise. The smacking him isn't going to undo the noise. At times, it might even add to the noise. You're smacking him so that he shouldn't do it again. You want to do him a favor. He made noise in shul. He committed a sin, chas v'shalom. He went against Hashem. You want to help him be zeichet to understand not to do it again. That's why he's being punished. Once you understand that, now you understand that there's a tremendous chesed in the punishment. He made noise with his mouth. You punish his mouth. He made, you know, he did damage with a hand, you hit the hand, you know, that kind of concept. Why? When Hashem punishes a person in this manner, the person understands to study over his, to review his deeds carefully, and the person can get to recognize, to become aware of what sin he did, with what part of the body he committed a sin. Veloshuv b'tshuva, do tshuva in that manner. This is why it's a tremendous chesed Hashem in ki'ato teshama yishma seya, that the punishment fits the crime, whereby it's recognizable. If I study the punishment, I'll get to know what crime I'm being punished for. Rabbein Azal says, "Ach da, but you should know she'ikar ma'ashem eshalom Hashem yisporach mido b'mido, that the main concept of Hashem dealing with a person in this manner, who be'eretz Yisrael, is only in the land Eretzenu Hadgeisha of Eretz Yisrael. K'may she'kosuv, as the pasuk says in Iyov, Yigalu shamayim avaynoi, the heavens will reveal his sin, ve'eretz miskoy mamaloi, and the land will stand up to show him his sin. It'll stand up as an enemy against the person to show him his sin. In a way it's being an enemy, in a way it's being a friend. Eretz, Hainu Bechinas, Eretz Yisrael. We know the Gemara says that whenever it says the word Eretz Stam, it refers to Eretz Yisrael. He, Miskoimimoloi, the land stands up to oppose him. It acts as an enemy to him. Vishom Nizgale Avoinoi. And that's where his sin is made most obvious. Kishom Medaktikim Lishalim Lishkemaseyu Mido Keneged Mido. Because in Eretz Yisrael, that's the place where Kaviyochel Hashem is most careful in seeing to it that the judgment is given out in extremely precise manner of fitting exactly the kind of crime that was committed, more than in Chutz Laretz. This is why the Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Oicheles Yoshveho, a land that's so powerful and tough, it eats up its inhabitants, like, meaning, you know, they get eaten up by the land is so tough. That's the way the Meraglim were talking about Eretz Yisrael. Rabbein Azal Darshan is the word Oicheles, Roshei Tevois, Ato Tishalim Leish Kemasehu. The word Oicheles is the Roshei Tevois of Ki Ato Tishalim Leish Kemasehu, that's the land where this item is done most often and most carefully, most obviously. V'al Kein, Rabbein Azal says, that's why, now note, Eretz Yisrael, what else is unique about Eretz Yisrael? We say, Aviro d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. The land of Eretz Yisrael gives seichel. The land of Eretz Yisrael gives seichel. Now Rabbein Azal says, V'al Kein, hayoishvim sham b'Eretz Yisrael, the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, yeshlohem al roiv yisurim, generally have a lot of suffering, machmas shemem maharim shom leshalim leish kemaseyu. Because in Eretz Yisrael, kaviyochel, the judiciary system in heaven is very speedy over there. The person commits a sin, he's punished immediately, again, as a favor to the person. If the punishment is a week later, go think back what you did a week ago. Even if you're punished on your foot, who's going to remember that a week ago I kicked somebody when he was walking by, I tripped him, and you forget in a week everything that goes on. If the punishment is immediate, you're given a better opportunity to be able to do tshuva for the crimes. Rabbi Nadal says that's why we find that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael many times have Yisurim, more so. In other words, it's more obvious, it's more clear in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laretz, because of this concept that over there they pay the person more quickly for his deeds. Now the question is, if that's the case, who would want to live there? Question number one. Question number two, if we know that it's such a big mitzvah to live there, how do I get around this? In other words, what should I watch out for? What should I protect myself? Reb Nachman Shigrenzal says, you want to know what to protect yourself for? The main thing to watch out for in Eretz Yisrael is not to judge anybody the wrong way. That is, when you see somebody else doing something that looks wrong, to be careful, to be super careful in Eretz Yisrael, because the rule is in heaven that if you judge other people of Haskus, they judge you. In other words, that's a place of mishpat. Is melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. Eretz miskayim amalai. Eretz is malchus, dina de malchus adina. Eretz Yisrael is a land of dina de malchus adina. The dayon there is Hashem. You want to avoid getting hurt yourself? Be careful not to hurt others. If you'll go out of your way, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, to be alert, to know that there's danger there, there's danger signs blinking all over the place, be careful. This is a place of judgment. be careful to judge other people akavschos as much as is possible. If you'll do that, that's how you get around this problem as much as you possibly can. Although you're aware that this is the factual, technical situation in Eretz Yisrael. Note, interestingly, that that's the main warning that he gives. Rav Nachman Shiva Linzal says this is the main item to watch out for in order to prevent yourself from... In other words, the wording that's used here is that there you should know rave people go through Yisroel. You'll know that one of the reasons is because their people judge other people, Rachmana Litzlan, and they leave themselves wide open. If you want to, in other words, sometimes you're owed a penalty from heaven, but if heaven sees that you see somebody else doing something, not doing something wrong, if you see somebody doing something wrong, you're mechuyev to correct him, otherwise you're breaking the law in the Torah, hechiach techiach samisecha. If you see somebody doing something that's questionable, and you're not an idiot, you're not a moron, you don't judge him first and then find out that, oops, I made a mistake, or you hear somebody say something, and you don't say, oh, he must have meant baloney, you wait, you go over. Or you hear a fight between two people, you don't assume, you hear one person's story, and that's it, the other guy's a rat. I'm not making any judgment until I hear both sides. That's a person who avoids, chas v'shalom, a lot of these yisurim. Note, interestingly also, he said, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the Pesach says, Yosef Das, Yosef Machayiv. The more seichel there is, the more suffering there is. Because the more seichel a person has, the more things bother him. It's more difficult for him to be seivel items. Generally, he goes through additional type of suffering. That's another remez why in Eretz Yisrael, there's bechlal more yisurim, because there's more das in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef das, Yosef machayiv. Mem chof aleph vav beis. Machayiv means suffering. It's not word for yisurim. Note also, interestingly, the Mephoshim bring, that we find Rabbi Ezra brings in a different Torah, that Eretz Yisrael is Bechinas Emes. Why? Because Emes is Yaakov Avinu, Titein Emes LiYaakov, and it's the Pesuk says, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kenan. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz. Yaakov lived in Eretz. Yaakov is Emes. Emes is in Eretz. Eretz Yisrael is Bechinas Emes, which means, and the Torah is Bechinas Emes, right? The Torah is Emes. Torah is Emes Haisa Befihu. If that's the case, then a person who commits a sin is a Bechinas Sheker. He's a Shakron. He's going against the Torah. The Torah is Emes. He's doing the opposite. He's Isaac and Sheker. The Pesuk says about Eretz Yisrael, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecho, Bo Mireishis Hashem Avadachos Hashem, that Hashem's eyes are always turned on Eretz Yisrael. What does it say about Hashem's eyes? Doiver shkorim loyikoin lenegedenai. Person who speaks lies cannot stand before my eyes. Hashem's eyes are zeroed in on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is emes. The Torah is emes. You commit a sin, that's bechinas telling a lie. Loyikoin lenegedenai. That's why over there there's instant punishment, because like Hashem says, I can't take it. He does, I can't take it, I have to clean off the sin right away. How do we clean off the sin? Either tshuva or yisurim. Ein yisurim b'layofan, yisurim figures for sins. That's how Hashem removes this problem of having these sins in front of his eyes.
Strict with the MS, he doesn't allow any...
Exactly. In other words, doiver shkorim, like, in other words, when you're looking, Hashem says, wherever I'm looking, I can't stand the lie. Where is Hashem looking? Eretz Yisrael. What is a lie? A sin. Sin is a bechin of a lie. Baruch Hashem. What time is Shvia?
6:02. 6:01?
Okay, we'll try to do the next Torah. And the next Torah is going to have a lot of explanation on it. Maybe we'll just do the Torah now. We'll explain it next time if it's Hashem. Torah Kuf Pei Ches. Rabbein Ezra says, Da, you should know, Shetzorech l'nisaya l'hatzadik l'achzor l'avidosai. That a person has to see to it, to travel to the tzadik, to go to the tzadik, to search for his aveda, to search for his lost articles. What's the most basic lost article that a person has when a person comes down to this world?
Zivug.
The Gemara says, the Sifra Gabbalah bring them. When a person comes down to this world, they take a piece of him and they throw it away. In other words, it gets lost. Who does a person come to look for his zivug? He comes to the tzaddik. He sifsei kohen yishmeru das v'toyri v'akshon yipiyu ki malach Hashem tzvog v'yisu. Now the question is, why? What's the connection that because he's the bar das, that's why you go to him to look for the aveda? What's the connection?
Shankar's one of the leaders there.
Fabulous. That's a very good chlap, which a person doesn't necessarily get right away. The Gemara says in Chagiga, in the beginning, the Gemara talks about what's the definition of Shaita, and there's a whole machlokes over there. The final result in the Gemara is that Shaita is one who loses what's given to him. That's the definition of Shaita. The Gemara tries all kinds of things, different, and everything is disproven. The final analysis is Shaita is one who loses, which means Das is one who finds. Das is the opposite of Shaita. If he's the Bar Das, if the Tzadik is the Bar Das, you go to him to find your Aveda. Which Aveda? Shirach. Kisuf Seikon Yishmer Das V'Torah is Rosh Yateva Shirach, to show that again, you're acknowledging that you're Bechina Shaita. Again, if you come to him like a Bar Das, then again you're messing, then you're not acknowledging his Das. You're showing that you're aware that he's the Bar Das, then he's in a position to help you. Then he's in a position, you admit you're a Shaita, you can't find, you're coming to me to find, I can find anything. And again, those who remember, those were people who could find very, very well. Rabbi Nizal says, before a person comes out into the world, malamdin umarin loy kol ma shetzorich lasoyz v'la'avoyd u'lahasig bozeh ho'ilam. Note the wording that's used here, because many people ask me questions about this. What exactly is a person taught in the mother's stomach? Note the wording that he uses here. Before a person comes out into the world, he's taught and shown everything that he is supposed to do and be masig in this world. In other words, he's shown the maximum capacity that he could possibly achieve in this world. That's what he's taught. That's what he's shown. And as soon as the person enters into the atmosphere of this world, miyad nishkach meitoy, immediately it becomes lost to him. Note again, the word shikha is Chayshech, HaChayshech, versus Oyer. Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Oyer, the Talmud Chacham, the Bardas. Vayar Lekim is Kol HaShosav, Hinei Toiv. Oyer is Toiv. Das is an Indian of Oyer. That's why he's the opposite of Shikha, which is Anaveda, who loses. A person who forgets things, that's a person who loses. Rabbi Nizal says, V'kimen Shios V'Avar Oylam, Miyad Nishkach Mitoy. Immediately the person forgets everything that he was taught. K'moy Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Masech the Nida, that a Malach strikes him over here by the lip, and that causes him to forget everything that he learned. V'hashikho hi b'chinas aveda. Forgetting is a type of losing. K'moy Shekor Razal es hashecheach oyved. As we find, the rabbis of the Gemara called a person who forgets one who loses. As the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, Mohir Lishmoya u'mohir la'abed. There are different types of Talmidim. A Talmid who listens and forgets. What's the word that's used for forgetting? La'abed. Abed doesn't mean, in other words, abed there means forget. And you note that these two words are used interchangeably. V'tzorech, Rabbi Nizal says, V'tzorech lachzor levakesh avaydoso. A person has to go seek out his aveda, all the hasagos that he can achieve in this world, all the closeness that he can achieve in this world, which he had it. He had it in his grasp, and it was taken away. Note again, he was up, he gets put into the world, he's thrown down. The purpose of coming to the tzaddik is the tshuva, the second going up. In other words, note that this world is the Chayil HaMoyed. The baby is in the mother's stomach, that's the Bechina of Yomtev, Kodesh. He's at his peak then. He goes through a Yerida, he gets put into this world, that's a Yerida baby, going from up there to down here. Then his mission is to come to the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik carries him back up to where he first was and higher, to where the state that he first was when he was in the mother's stomach and higher. That's this whole cycle of tshuva that we spoke about on Shabbos. Rabbi Nizal says, why v'tzorech lachzor l'vakish avadosi, the person has to go and search for his aveda. V'ho aveda sheloi hi etzla tzadik. The person's aveda is by the tzadik. Ki hatzadik choyzer al avedosoi ad shemoitza. Because the tzadik is one who searches for his own aveda until he finds it. V'achar shemoitza, and after the tzadik retrieves his own aveda, he doesn't stop there. Choyzer u'mevakish achar aveda avedos achirim ad shemoytze gam avedosam. He goes and looks for other people's lost articles until he finds their lost items. Ad shemoytze ho avedos shel kol ha'olam. Until the tzaddik finds all the lost hasagos of all the people in the world. Because note, the Gemara says that each and every Jew, the word Yisrael is yesh shishim ribui oisies la Torah. Each and every Jew has a unique hasaga in the Torah that another Jew doesn't have. Yet you have a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is shofel keneged kulam. Why? He has all 600,000 units that were given out to all the other Yidden. He went out and retrieved all 600,000 portions that all the others lost. Al kein tzorech lovoi l'hachacham. Therefore, the person has to go to the chacham. Note the wording that he uses: tzaddik, chacham. Therefore, he has to go to the chacham levakesh ulahakir avaydosoi, to seek out and to recognize his lost item, veloshuv lekablo etzloi, and to retrieve it, to take it on himself. You go to the tzaddik to get something to put into your pocket. To get something, not to go there for a shiur for an hour and then you walk out and you're left with nothing. You go there to get something, to retrieve an aveda and to latch it on, to perfect yourself, not just for the hour that you're with him. You're going there so that when you go home, you take with you the whole reshima that you got over there. Ach, hatzadik einoi meishiv loy ho aveda. But Rabbein Zal says the tzadik has a whole job also. He doesn't give it back right away. He doesn't give back the aveda right away. Ad sheid reshenu im enoy ramai v'shakron. The tzaddik is required to check out the people who come to him to see whether they're tricksters or liars. Kamay shekosu, as the pasuk says, ad droish achicha. The wording in the pasuk is that if a person finds something in the street, he's required to give it back to his friend. Then the Torah says, "V'imloy korov ochichoy lecho." What if he's not close to you? You're the one who found the aveda. What if he's not close to you? He doesn't live near you, or he's not a close friend of yours, or anything. V'lo yedatoy, and you don't know him. V'asaftoy lecho. The Torah says you're required to gather it into your house, bring it into your house. V'hoyo imoch, and keep it in your house. Ad droish ochicha isai, until your brother comes to seek it out from you, then you return it to him. And we're going to discuss next week in Mi'as Hashem how Rav Moshe Zal explains the Kotei Halachos. You take each word here with a magnifying glass, and then you begin to understand the whole concept of Hiskarvus to a tzaddik. What and when and how and who, how you're supposed to act, how the tzaddik is supposed to act. Rabbi Nezal says, ad shit, and the Gemara darshins on this word, ad droishech ochicho, the Gemara darshins, ad shit tidroish es ochicho, and enoi ramai, that a person who finds something in the street, you're not supposed to give it back. Right? What if the guy's lying? What if it's not his? It belongs to someone else. You can give it back to the wrong guy. You have to check him out. You have to check first to see if he knows if there's any simonim in the item. Was it round? Was it square? Money? How much money? Was it in a packet or what? That kind of thing. You have to check him out very carefully before you return it. The tzaddik also has to check out the person very, very carefully before he returns the aveda to him. So Hashem, next week we'll continue.
Well, what do we mean by the aveda that he's checking to back here in this case?
What did we define as the aveda? Before a person comes out and... No, baloney. That was one example that I gave for a second. Then I went back into the Torah. The Torah says that before a person comes into this world, he's given tremendous hasagos and frumkeit and yirah shemayim and av on everything. While he's in the mother's stomach, he goes out, flick, it's all forgotten. Forgotten means aveda. He's got to go to the tzaddik to retrieve all of that. That whole big loss.
He's going to misuse it.
No. We'll see. What do you mean? Tzaddik's afraid it's not his. Tzaddik has everybody's aveda. How do I know it's yours? You're going to have to prove to me. You're going to have to do a whole load of things to prove to me what you're worthy of. And then I'll go into my big stack of sacks of avedas and pick out what aveda belongs to you. That's his job.
Is one person triggered for everybody? One person goes and exactly said goes throughout all the Vedas to the whole world?
No way. We said that the tzaddik first goes and looks for his own Aveda. And when he's finished looking for his own, that was the one person, his own. When he's finished looking for his own, then he goes and looks for everybody else's, whatever's out there.
You mentioned the Shabbos here, just like that.
Exactly. 100%.
Listen, besides going to a tzaddik, you know, to find your Aveda,
Don't you got to daven for the books, categories of
definitely.
Emunah?
Well, you see again, you see that walking through the door isn't enough. There's a whole prep to walking in through the door. You have to know what questions to ask.
Was,
technically, in Chesh Mishpat, there's halachas. The person comes to retrieve a lost article. The guy, the item could belong to him, and al pi halacha, he doesn't get it back. Now, if he doesn't know what questions to ask. Seriously, if he doesn't know how to answer the questions the right way, the item belongs to him, and you're not mechuyav to give it back to him. You're not allowed to keep it. So there's a whole procedure before you go in to retrieve the avodah. You have to know what to look for, and how, and when. To be continued. Everything. Understand what it's worth to have a rabbi. Understand what's touch, taking advantage.
He's going to take a little bit. It's plain the rule, like the rabbi's not knows.
In some ways, yes. Or it's, in other words, that you have Rav Moshe's last question. He was asked about the tanulim, and he said, no, it's not plain. But again, we're talking about, in other words, let's talk from a standpoint of Chachma alone. He's speaking words of Torah. The Torah itself has Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, he's learning a Gemara. The Gemara has Ruach HaKodesh in it. The Gemara is alive. It's vibrant. It's alive in the 1400s. It's alive in 1981, which means that whatever is going to be said, whatever Gemara is going to be said in 1981 is going to apply to 1981. And if it would have been said in 1400s, it would have applied to the period. It's just the what happens to fall out on that day, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, that's part of it. Mm-hmm.